The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning here on March the 12th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's Thursday, and I'm here with my girl, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Hey, and Bad Bob Belongi.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how you doing there, Bad Bob?
Oh, but it's Thursday.
All right. Yeah. Say, is it childish of me that when you're wearing suspenders that every so often I walk by and I grab your suspenders and pull them out and smack you?
Do you want an honest answer, sir?
Oh, of course I do.
Yes.
You're fired. Okay.
Okay. 54 degrees downtown ready. Sunny with a high near 70 degrees today. Ooh. Mostly clear with a low around 46, although it was misting and a little rainy on my way in. Mostly sunny with a high near 76 on Friday. Friday night, we're looking at mostly cloudy. Low around 53 through the weekend. 20% chance of rain. Kind of sunny throughout the weekend. And the weather is brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. You can give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, tell the truth. You came up in a different era. You and I came up in a different era.
Uh-huh.
You know, so when Bob is standing there with his suspender straps, uh-huh, and I have this uncontrollable urge that I don't do every day. I don't even do it once a week. But occasionally, he'll be sitting there deep in thought doing something with computers, and I just can't help myself.
Uh-huh.
So when you were growing up in school,
uh-huh,
when you were walking down the hall, did the boys grab the back of your bra and snap you? Or was that
only once?
Only once? Yeah. He said, it happened one time. It was really a nice funeral. Everybody went to the hospital and visited him for the 2 months he was still alive, and then we buried him.
Yeah. Actually, I don't recall that being a
thing. It's kind of like, yeah. Our football coach.
I remember ponytail pulling in grade school, but I don't remember.
Dipping that hair in the ink wells?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I remember our coach said, all right, here's the rules. One, you don't walk around holding hands with girls in the school. And two, if I ever catch you walking down the hallway next to her and your hand just happens to be conveniently bumping on a part of her anatomy, he says, you're going to be running laps till you can't walk anymore. And every day, and he'd be, you know, he's a teacher in school, he'd be walking. Every day, there'd be people running laps.
You were running laps.
No, not me. Not me. I was just
just
a sophomore. I didn't know.
Yeah,
those seniors. Those seniors were running lots. We had the best condition squad in the city. Didn't win any football games.
But you could run like a
boy, could we run. Yeah. The whole team was like, you know, we had lungs like gazelles. All right. Hey, today, we were going to have Joe Weiss on today and got a phone call yesterday. And Joe has caught what everybody else has caught around here and is down hard and wants to come on next week. We can fit him on, and of course we will, because there's a lot of stuff going on at Shasta College.
Yes.
Community college out there. And we just had I was at the Military Officers Association, the luncheon where everybody calls me the kid. They had two people out there talking about the veterans programs, and there's like five veterans programs that will pay a big part of their college degree, and some of them are new, and then there's other things that they've got going on out there that are just really veteran helpful, but also they're offering a 4-year degree
at Shasta College.
At Shasta College, they teamed up with another university,
mm-hmm,
and then they're going to be able to take classes. I'm not exactly sure when this is going to start. So that's why I wanted to talk to Joe Weiss, who's the president out there.
Good. They get good information. You know, we often talk about the fact that we need a 4-year university. There are people who think we need a 4-year university. I can go either way on that, because I'm not sure I want to live in a university town. when I see what has happened to Santa Cruz.
Too much fun going on?
No. Look at what happened to Santa Cruz.
What happened to Santa Cruz?
Look what happens in Chico. What used to happen in Chico.
Well, yeah. And they become...
What used to happen in Chico?
Well...
Oh, the pioneer days, yes.
And the point, though, is that the collegiate atmosphere is very liberal. And the communities turn into these liberal bastions for all of the weird thinkers of the world, and I know I'm going to get calls on that. But on all truthfulness, I'm not sure I want to live in a university town. Having said that, we have great programs here, and there are all kinds of opportunities
for four-year university.
We got Simpson.
Absolutely. University. Of course, they're a little bit different than, say, Chico State or the University of California.
They are.
Irvine. Who just, you know, who voted to remove the American flag.
Well, yeah, and viva la difference at this point.
Well, I tell you what. And of course, then a higher student group, you know, body voted. They said, no, it's not going to happen. I mean.
But what do we do? I mean, and I don't remember in what context it was, but when that flag thing came up and the American flag, and so then the administration turned right around, I'm not sure whether it was that one, and said, oh, well, yeah, we don't want to offend anybody, so we just won't have any flags.
Well, that's what they did was this one was a student government that or parts of student government who said no, the flag did not promote the freedom of speech and was intimidating, so they said to take all the flags out of this one area.
Yeah,
and the American flag while it stood for freedom, but also it was an imperialistic flag that you know blah blah blah. Then went on, and so the next you know, and you take a you look at the photo of the students who voted for this. And frankly, I'm not sure they're citizens, one. And two, even if they are, to do away with our flag shows me there's a real dichotomy here between what the real world is and, again, where you're in that ivory tower. But a higher group of students, I mean, one up the chain, said, no, the flag's going to stay there because there'd been a huge uproar. But then they write a letter from the university, and 60 of the professors signed it saying, no, that flag, you know, we don't need that flag here.
Well, and they're
paid by your tax dollars there, baby.
Okay, and twist that around and say, you want that university in your town with that kind of thinking and those kind of people? I'm not thinking I want to.
I read somewhere that the chairperson of the committee went by the name of Che in homage to Che Guevara, who, of course, if ever there was a humanitarian.
Che Guevara. You know what? I was hiking in the Grand Canyon. We'd just come up from, making the hike down to the bottom and spending the night and hiking back up. And this guy I'm with, he's very quiet and, not a former military or anything. He's just, you know, just liked to hike and was an older guy. And he's standing there. And who comes hiking up from out, you know, not, they just kind of went down, you know, they weren't hiking the canyon. They were just down there and they came up. Is this guy wearing a Che Guevara T-shirt? And this guy looks at him and he goes right over to him. He says, do you realize that the T-shirt you're wearing is a man who is a slaughterer of thousands? And the guy's got his eyes get big. He said he was a terrorist, you know, of the first water, that this man was against freedom of speech, democracy, everything. And the guy's going, well, you know, it was just a T-shirt. No, it's not just a T-shirt. You're making a statement. I mean, got in this guy's face and I'm standing, I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, wow, you know, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, yeah. Hey, speaking of cool, yeah. With the rain last night, mm-hmm. We're laying there in our sleep number bed.
Yes.
And what happens?
Linda
goes, wow, listen to the rain. And that's the last word I heard out of her.
Yeah.
Her sleep number setting is 40. My sleep number setting is 65.
Whoa.
I lied. It's 45 because you're here and you know, Trish is here. And here's the newest thing about a sleep number is that one of the new things is that say one of you are snoring, you can adjust the bed. If you've got that, you know, that model bed, you can adjust the bed so it moves them so they don't snore. Is that cool or what?
Yeah,
plus
cool.
With the dual air technology.
If you have the control.
If you have the control. But each side has a control. I guess you can do that. So but the bottom line is that it's a dual air technology. You've got the Sleep IQ technology, which tells you, you know, it can give you hints on sleeping better. You've got this other type of technology that goes on the bed that lets you sleep warmer or cooler. It's the number one rated mattress by Consumer Reports.
And just sleep. I mean, it just really, goes really
on
well.
And on and on about reasons to have it. You've had one for
over 10 years.
Ever had a problem with it?
No, I have not. I had to replace the control just a couple of months ago.
Okay, just the control after 10 years.
After 10 years, the control was not doing what exactly what it was supposed
to
be doing.
After 10 years,
and they gave me a discount on the new one and shipped it to me overnight and was absolutely, you know,
you continued. Were happy with that.
And what was impressive is when I went into the store, they had me in their system, and I didn't buy my bed here because we didn't have a local shop here.
Right,
they had me
now.
In the system. From when I purchased my bed, over 10 years ago.
How much is a great night's sleep worth? I tell you what?
Priceless.
Linda and I are just extremely happy with our Sleep Number bed. And you can be, too. Just head on down to the Target Shopping Center. And there, over there by the vitamin store, is Sleep Number. It looks like a place out of the future. And right now, you can save $600 on the Sleep Number IE bed, which is the one that was rated number one by the Consumer Reports. Go down and talk to Brian and Janice. I tell you what, great people down there, and they're going to show you how you can sleep better for the rest of your life. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda Scott on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. We'll be right back.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Linda has on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. This portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. 6 stores in the area, and you're building another one out in Palo Cedro. Open Monday through Friday, and most of them from 9 to 6. Owens Pharmacy offers something that nobody else does, and that's MedSync. That's where you can have all your prescriptions or meds be due on one day instead of having to make several trips or several phone calls. They're all due one day. One phone call, one trip, or if you can't make it, they will deliver to your home for free. Not only that, but you have your own pharmacist there that's not changing every month, as they do in many other places. Pharmacist that knows the types of prescriptions that you need, the types of prescriptions that have been written for you. And if he gets one that's not, or it's different, or it's a little bit strange, he calls the doctor, he calls you to let you know about it. He's got your back there. He or she has your back, because they have great pharmacists. All of this from a locally owned, locally operated success story, Owens Pharmacy. Second generation now. So head on down. We use it. Our guest today is Tom Wood, who is the heads up the advice center, and has he does everything. Tom does when it comes to taxes, and he's a certified financial planner with the advice center here. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine. Hey, you know what? Trish and I were talking to you before it started, and you're just not one of these guys that's opened up yesterday just for tax season.
No, I've been here for over 15 years and was in San Diego before I moved up to Redding.
Okay, and you have a degree in this kind of stuff.
Yes, I do. My undergraduate degree in business from Chico State and a master's degree in tax and financial planning from San Diego State.
So you do financial and tax planning, investment management, corporate benefits, insurance planning, everything that as we're in an aging population up here. So we've got a lot of people who are getting close to retirement or in retirement, and certainly we're in a different kind of investment atmosphere than we've been in a long time.
Yes, that's true. Of course, a lot of my clients, especially up in Redding, are concerned. How do I make sure that my money is safe? I want to make sure that I don't outlive my money, run out of money as they retire. What should I do with my investments? And we help people to understand how their investments should be appropriately allocated so that it lasts them for the rest of their life, or possibly going to their heirs and so forth. So that's what we try to help our clients with. A large part of our practice is retirement planning and investment management.
My retirement plan is to stay here behind the mic until I fall over. That way I will not outlive my money.
My plan is to spend it all. Well, I always tell my son that if I do it exactly right, he'll get the overdraft notice the day he buries me, and then I know I spent it all.
Well, we try to help all the extremes achieve. We don't make your goals for you. We just try to help you achieve your individual goals.
There's been a lot of, being a tax preparer, getting into tax preparation, especially from businesses, and that's the kind of things you do. Are the tax codes just crazy every year?
They're absolutely crazy. I tell people nobody understands them. I mean, the head of the Ways and Means, he had problems with, outgoing secretary with the tax code. And I have CPAs who call me on a daily basis and vice versa. And so when I came out of school, I thought I knew it all. And pretty soon I just realized you're going to research it as you need to. But with that said, there's still a lot of planning techniques. Businesses can open up retirement plans and get significant tax deductions to lower their current tax liabilities. Individuals can do planning. And in fact, we're having a free investment tax review for people who have an investment portfolio to make sure that their investments are tax efficient. So how can I reduce the taxes on my investments? A lot of people pay a lot of attention to, well, do I save 0.1% on my investment portfolio? But if taxes may eat up 30% or 40% of their investments, why not take a look at how can I lower my tax liabilities on my investments and basically get more bang for my buck?
Well, you know, I'm probably one of those, and people will sit there and go, did we hear you right? I think I don't mind paying taxes because taxes make, you know, make for defense and the and a defensible border and other things that are good.
Okay.
I mean, without taxes,
dream on,
without
Carl.
Tax, well, I'm just thinking in the world of the way
in
it should be.
In a perfect world?
In the way it should be. Okay. No, it doesn't even have to be perfect, but it's the way it should be. But so I don't have a problem with paying taxes. I do have a problem with paying too much taxes or paying an unfair share of taxes or more taxes than I should pay. And this is where you come in.
Well, and you know what? That's what got me into the business. See, I've been in business all of my life. I started my business when I was 16 years old. And at that time, I filed my first partnership tax return when I was 16. And over the years, I learned how to lower taxes because I was in business working, and during the Reagan years, it was like, oh, if I have an investment tax credit, I can buy equipment for my business and lower my tax liabilities. So then I got hurt in an accident and had to retrain and do something. And I thought, well, why not take the knowledge that I learned in my former business and apply that to my current clients in such a way that how can they achieve their family's goals, their business goals, and pay less to the government? Because in general, as you say, ultimately they waste a lot of the money that we have. So we have to pay what we need to pay, but we don't need to pay any more than we're obligated.
We just had a question from the chat room. You see, one who runs the chat room gets the question. So that's me.
Okay.
People say that we do, you know what? They say the same thing about Linda and I.
Yeah.
But they think it's cute in both sides. Okay. Anyway.
We just have great
What do you think about the flat tax?
Well, you know, number one is probably never going to pass. So that's an issue as it is. Personally, I don't have a real big, huge problem with a little bit of a progressive tax, but it's a little bit funny when people, it's like they're never satisfied. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you're paying over 50%. That's not enough.
Yeah.
No, I have a problem with that.
Why do single people pay more than married people?
Well, I don't write the tax code, so I can't really address that.
But they do.
This is right.
And because you don't have anybody to take care of except yourself.
You know, and another thing.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, after my husband passed away, my tax man said to me, Trish, I want you to be prepared for next year because you're going to get whacked. And I did. And I had less income, and yet I paid more taxes. I don't know how that works out. But
Tom, you're offering a free investment review here. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. As I mentioned, you know, number one, a person needs to make sure that their portfolio matches their current goals. So you may have set up a retirement plan when you're 30 or 40 while you're working, accumulating money where you wanted more growth. And now you're approaching retirement or retired, and you're concerned with the market volatility. Will that affect me? You know, got ISIS, all these other issues. But also another aspect is if you're paying too many taxes on your investments. So the tax code has changed, but you may want municipal bonds where they're tax-free. If you're in a higher tax bracket, you can lower your after-tax income that way. There's other things such as qualified dividends where the tax rate is lower. There's also publicly traded partnerships like oil and gas pipelines that have depreciation that offset some of the income. So there's a lot of things that you can do in a legitimate fashion where you still comply with the tax code. But the bottom line is you have more money after taxes to be used for your retirement and your family's goals.
I like that. And that's what, well, that's the bottom line on it. You know, you get a tax code that takes two people to carry it in. You just know there's something wrong with it. Too many words. Yeah, it fills my head up. So, it's getting to the point, doesn't it, Tom? I mean, is it getting close to the point where you almost have to be a CPA or a number cruncher to do your taxes, even simple taxes?
Well, the simple fact is that the Congress is actually using and counting on the fact that, well, everybody has a computer, so we can make it as complicated as we want. And basically some computer software person will figure it out for us and punch in all the numbers. It shouldn't be that way. Unfortunately, right now, that's what they're doing.
I think if you look at the number of people that are in those elected offices that write these laws who have tax problems and who owe taxes, the number of federal employees and state employees, when they run those numbers, that owe taxes, back taxes, haven't filed their tax properly, perhaps they're a little bit complicated and people just really don't understand them?
That's right. And yet that's where a professional like our firm can help people, because there's a lot of things, including take Obamacare, for example. Okay, the way that the tax code is written around that, you get a tax credit for having health insurance to help pay for the insurance. So your insurance may be $500 a month, but there's a tax credit that may be $250 that's applied to that in advance. But what a lot of people do not know is at the end of the year, you file your tax return. If you got too much of the credit during the year, you have to pay it back. If you didn't get enough, you're going to get it back. And when you mentioned about being married, you can't get that tax credit if you filed married separate. So if you were married when you applied for your health insurance under Obamacare and you were getting the credit in advance, and then you're separated, then you file your tax return married separate, you're not going to be eligible for that tax credit. But we can help people to understand the tax code, to plan accordingly, and try to essentially get the most bang for their buck as they're going through this complicated tax code.
I'm getting confused just listening to you right now. You know, I have, we have a business and we have our personal taxes. You know what? We've had help with this thing for the whole time. You know, I used to be able to do my own taxes.
Well,
it was pretty simple. I mean, I had one job, I had a house. I didn't have a lot of investments, but they would send me, okay, if you made money in this, it was easy to put all that stuff together. Send it in. But you know what? It's not like that. Now it's like, you've got to put another piece of paper and say, you've got health care. And if you don't, they're going to hold my money. Why? Why are you doing this to me, Mr. Obama?
In a previous life, I worked for a law firm and I did all of the tax returns for all of the estates and the corporations and all of those things as part of my duties. I wouldn't even attempt to do the taxes now. No. I mean, they've changed so dramatically and they do every year. I don't even do my own taxes.
Our guest is Tom Wood, who is a certified financial planner with the Advice Center. He's been talking about tax preparation for businesses and investment, things that you need to have to go through to make sure that you're not paying too much in taxes. And Tom's offering a free investment review to see if all your investments are tax efficient. And you need to give him a call at 244-7526. Or that's 244 plan, I believe, or go to theadvicecenter.com. And he's been doing this a long time. He's got a master's in this from San Diego State. So this is not something he's just kind of opens it up during the tax season. He's a year round kind of guy. He's been here with us in Reading now for how long?
Well, I actually moved up here in 88.
88? Well, yep. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Last thoughts for people when they're doing their taxes here. What should they do to be ready besides come see you?
Well, one, people want to keep adequate records. Okay, that's one of my first tax advice when people go into, especially, we specialize in businesses, people who have nothing going on that's not so complicated. But if you have a business or if you have a lot of investments, you want to keep adequate records. So if you purchase something, keep your receipts, you know, at least put them in a file folder. If you're driving, you want to keep some kind of a mileage log on your vehicle and those kind of things. Those will help either you or your tax preparer in order to file your tax returns, comply with the law. And I advise people before the end of the year, talk to a professional, let them help you plan a little bit, because it's a lot easier to lower your tax liabilities if you do some planning in advance rather than after the fact.
Okay, I've got one question. We're going to turn you loose. If I in my corporation here, if I decide to lease a vehicle, you know, through the corporation, is that completely a write-off?
Well, there's special rules as it relates to vehicles in general. There's limits. They call them luxury limits, but it's kind of funny. You know, sometimes that can be $4,000 a year. I don't know what luxury car you get for, you know, $4,000. And the same thing with lease. There's very particular rules as it relates to vehicles in business.
Okay. I'm just wondering, because I know people that have, you know, at one time when they actually were making money out there, that their CPA was telling them to buy cars or buy trucks, things that you could write off and depreciate and all those things.
Well, you can write them off and you can depreciate them. And there, you also make decisions whether you're going to depreciate it or take the standard mile deduction. Mm-hmm. And I've had people where I've literally told them, sell your other car because you're locked into whatever format that you made a decision when you originally bought it. And then buying the new car would give them a huge deduction over the way they've been doing it. But there's still certain limits.
Okay. Again, our guest has been Tom Wood, a certified financial planner with the Advice Center, and specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. And give him a call at 244-PLAN, which is cool, 244-PLAN, and that number is 7526. And he's offering a free investment review to see if your investments are tax efficient. Been in the business for a long time and has got all the all those tools to make you save you money and get you ready for next year.
That's what it's about, Carl, is helping people achieve their financial goals.
Hey, all right, Tom, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in, Tom.
Well, we're going to take a quick
break.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs,
and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
No, I don't care. I mean, hey, I got Penny.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, North State.
Hey, you know what? We've got some tickets to give away here. The Grapes of Wrath at the Riverfront Playhouse.
What's not to love about the Riverfront Playhouse?
You know what's great? There's not a bad seat in the place.
No, there isn't.
And this is a 1990 Tony Award and Outer Critics Circle Award for this play, The Grapes of Wrath. Right here, it's being directed by Samantha Fork. We had Samantha on yesterday. And we have some tickets here. We've got for the March 18th, next Wednesday night, I've got two tickets. And unless you need four. If you need four tickets, let me know. For the first person who calls 605-4567, give us a call, 605-4567. It's for Grapes of Wrath at the Riverfront Playhouse. These are $20 tickets here. So,
and they've always, the performances there are magnificent. Always outstanding. Great right. Talent, great presentation, and as you indicate, not a bad seat in the house.
And now Sister Act is going to be on March the 25th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And they've got something a little bit different this year, is that you can have a VIP dinner, a three-course preset menu, steak, lamb, or salmon. That ought to cover everybody. And cast members from the Sister Act will join for a question and answer period. This is $40, and it starts, doors open at 5:15, and dinner served at 5:30, and then, of course, the great play afterwards, or the musical. And frankly, you know, that I have part of that tape, Sister Act.
Mm-hmm.
The only part it is when the novice nun is singing, because she has this beautiful, beautiful voice. You know, the singing parts.
Uh-huh.
Linda laughs at me, because I have different things taped, like Rock of Ages, which is all about the 80s stuff, And I couldn't tell you, frankly, well, I can tell you what the story's about, but I fast forward till I get to the music I like.
Uh-huh.
And I play the music I like, and I fast forward to the next one, and it's, you know, frankly, it's got great music in it, you know, Bon Jovi and Led Zeppelin and, I mean, just everybody from back
Whoopi
in that
Goldberg
era.
Played in that, movie.
In Sister Act, in the movie, and Tom Cruise played in this Rock, Rock of Age, right? We're here with Maria Roscoe. Hey, hi, Maria.
Hi, how
You're
are
sitting
you?
Here nodding your head. You know what I'm talking
I
about,
do.
Right?
I like that movie.
I don't know if you've ever seen Streets of Fire. Have you seen that one?
I have not.
This was kind of a cult favorite, and it has William DeVoe in it, Michael Pear, and Diane Lane, who plays the lead singer. And of course, the songs are being dubbed in, but it is a hard rock, and it's almost like the music that Meatloaf had. Except, you know, it sounds like it could have actually been the same writer, because it has that type of energy in it. That's kind of, you know, a lot of people don't know about that one. And the
I don't know about that.
But I like musicals where I can just go through and listen to the music. I could care less really about things in between.
I have a lot of musical tracks from different, you know, sound movies that I, like you said, the music is just good.
The music's good. Good.
Like music of all kinds.
That's right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Now, your favorite place.
I like Four Winds Jewelry.
Leonard. Is he a hoot?
Oh, he's a hoot. And he's always got something special on the safe to tempt you.
He does. And you know what? Ask him to open that safe up.
Oh,
that's right.
Good stuff.
Don't pull your gun, though. Okay. No, he's at 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. He's got it all. He has it all there.
And checking the internet, as a matter of fact, Jim Steinman, who was the creative genius behind Meatloaf, in fact, did pen several of the melodies used in Streets of Fire.
I knew it. I knew it. Because it was just that beat. You know how Meatloaf did on, you know, Bats Out of Hell, and but the Paradise by the Dashboard Light? You can imagine what that one's like. Paradise by the Dashboard Light. It's about a couple that are out parking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go figure.
It is. It says, before we get in the, it's all leading up to this point. And he says, and just, she goes, this guy's going, yes, yes. And she says, stop right there. Before we go any further, I need to know, are you going to love me forever? Are you going to marry me? It's a whole story in this song. It's great. Ah.
And that's anyway. Hard rock, so I probably can't understand the words.
No, no, it's you can. All right.
Okay.
Maria.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having
me. She's having second thoughts.
If people don't know who Maria Roscoe is, bad on you, because she's everywhere. And, of course, with Redding Rancheria. And you are the public, what can I say, the public affairs guru out there.
Yeah, the director
for
that. Of PR.
Yeah, director of PR for Redding Rancheria and then yeah. Wind River Resort and a casino.
Yep.
You know what? Can I tell you how beautiful those rooms are out there?
Though, I love, yeah.
We were, yeah. You know, on the night of our Christmas party mm-hmm. that we held out there, mm-hmm. We were able to stay in the, I think it
chairman's
was
suite.
The chairman's suite. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, you talk about being spoiled there. And then we spent a night in just one of the regular rooms, and the regular rooms are great. You know, I mean, it's a great place.
It's
service is fantastic.
They are
yeah,
from
they take care
bellman,
of you.
Front desk.
I tell you,
house, everything is just spot on. I've stayed.
I know
several times. I did during the RRCF dinner. We got the chairman's suite. We got all glammed up all day, and they just took care of us.
You know what? You'd say, "Well, it's because it's Maria." No,
no.
It was, you know, we were there and other places, and they can't do enough for you.
Yeah.
I mean, they come in and you know, hey, can we fluff your pillows? No, can't fluff my pillow. No, maybe it wasn't that far, but they were things like bringing in ice, knocking doors. Here, you need some ice? Well, thank you. I mean, it was like, you know, it was great. Anyway.
Like, I can't speak to this. I've not stayed out there.
Yeah, well.
But I was up there when you had the Christmas party, and the rooms
that?
Are elegant.
Oh, those guys. And this
very nice.
Okay. Hey, look, Maria's our guest. We're going to take a quick break, get back on schedule here. This is Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Trish is always with me on Thursdays because Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. And she's got some. In fact, she's going to be talking about what happened last Saturday.
Okay.
At the Redding Rancheria Community Fund extravaganza, where I got to walk around going, because I was dressed as Darth Vader. No, not because.
And your boombox. And your boombox.
And our boombox
one.
Boombox. All right, we'll be right
Darth
back.
Darth Vader and a boombox.
For a tax pro who not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Tortilla Flats Restaurant on February 25th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Deanne Parker to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs, or if you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend our financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Saturday, March 21st at Wind River Casino. Join Sovereign Minds and Jefferson State of Mind radio programs for the third annual banquet and fundraiser. A night of fun and guns, friends, and family. Come and have dinner. Auction includes a John Deere Gator ATV, gun raffles, and many other prizes. Call 221-0101 to get your tickets. Seating is limited. 221-0101.
Don't label us left or right.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, my friends. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over 20 years, Martin and his people is a veteran-owned business, of course. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service for emergencies, but he can work on any kind of heating and cooling systems. Offers warranties, guarantees, you name it, they have it. Alliance Heating and Air, our HVAC company of choice. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Maria Roscoe, the public affairs guru for the Raiden Rancheria Wind River Resort and Casino. Now this is the kind of person that Maria is. Maria, who is involved with everything, Dancing with the Stars. When she danced with the stars, not only did she raise more money, she danced better than anybody else. She puts on these extravaganzas like she did last Saturday. And then so I go, this was really great. And she goes, it was really great. She says, it was probably one of the best. And then she says,
we're going to do better next year.
See? An A-type personality.
Yeah.
It's not just enough that this one's great and they sit back for a day. Yeah. It's like, we're going to do better next year.
Yeah.
How are you going to do better next year?
I don't know. Gary needs to build me a bigger event center,
Have you heard it first here? Have you heard it first here that we're building a bigger event center?
I would love for him to build me a bigger event center.
You know what? That might just happen, huh?
It just might. You just never know. I don't know that it'll be done by next year if it was to happen. But
y'all could build you know what? We need a really large area there that y'all, you know,
because we were full upstairs.
That was the first time I've seen. I thought, well, I wonder if that's kind of like the employees or something like that. No. Those are people. They were up on the second floor all the way around there.
Yeah, those are sponsored
tables. Those are sponsored tables.
Yes.
But they were happy.
Their
nose bleeding.
How many people will lift the event center seat?
Well,
capacity?
If all 57 tables had 10, it would be almost 600 people. But because some of the sponsor tables were of 8, mm-hmm. there was only 500. Only.
500.
Yeah.
Okay, now, sometimes we forget because, you know, everybody dresses up like the 80s. Like our crew came in as Star Wars, mm-hmm. Richard Simmons groups. It seems like there was more tables, coming in as themes this year.
Yeah, it was great.
Which was great. And I have to admit, this is... after winning like 5 times or 4 times, we got trounced by Richard Simmons and his ladies. I almost hit him with my lightsaber. Well, I would have if I could have reached him, but Linda was
Linda's
me back.
Lightsaber.
No, I had one too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we had 3 or 4 lightsabers. And you turn around, they go, and they make noise. You know, kids have got great things today. But my cape got stuck.
I'm just breathless here.
Yeah. I had cape, leather,
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, but we forget sometimes. We don't forget. You don't forget. And the people there don't forget. But sometimes people maybe aren't aware of why you have this big party.
Yeah. It started out as we used to have to ask people to come and solicit funds through the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. And we started it in 2002. So a couple years in, Mr. Hayward said, let's honor these organizations who are soliciting the funds from us. Okay, and then let's give them an additional gift. We may see more need. We may see that they did above and beyond something. So we started out with giving them a $5,000 gift. Well, it grew. I would say In the last 6 years or so, this dinner is sold out even before we advertise. Probably by the end of January, beginning of February, it's sold out. An example of last year, we gave out about $199,000 back to 61 organizations, and then choosing one of the organizations to receive the additional gift of $10,000 was very hard for us to do. In other years, it was easy to be able to choose a $10,000 winner, and we did so many site visits last year alone, and when we visited up the Intermountain area, it was unique. We knew who we needed to give the monies to, and those kids were the most enthusiastic kids I've seen in a very long time. They're the ones that took us through the site visits. They were the ones who asked us questions. They told us why they needed those Chromebooks. Why they needed the speaker. They showed us a PowerPoint, powerful PowerPoint in the gym, which you could not hear because they had no audio. So of course we're going to buy them audio for their. I mean, these guys were.
This is really
great.
A good one. This is really a good PowerPoint. You can't hear because we have no speakers.
Exactly.
And then look at you.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And did you just write them a check?
Oh,
right then?
I believe me, I wanted to. Then they took us out to the field, and they only have one speaker, and the guests.
Now, is this Bernie or Fall River?
This was Fall River Junior Senior High School taking us indoors and to outside. Mm-hmm. The Bernie Elementary were the ones that asked us the questions. You know, we would know more science, Maria and Jack, if we had these Chromebooks, and this is the reason why. And we'll show you, and this, and this, and this. And we were just like, wow. So, of course, those schools hands down.
Small schools. And let me tell you about Fall River. I sit on Congressman LaMalfa's it's a three-member board to select those candidates to go to the service academies. And there's always one from – well, I say always. I've been on it for 2 years, and the last 2 years there's been somebody there from Fall River.
That's good.
And, you know, that wants to go to one of the service academies, and they're highly qualified.
What are the kind of organizations do you give money to besides schools?
It's any 501c3 nonprofit. Like I said, 61 solicited. We had a lot of fire departments, of our local fire departments. We built playgrounds. I was trying to read some of the stuff that we did. We bought safety suits, tumbling mats. We helped outdoor theaters, indoor amphitheaters. We got lots of laptops. It seems like iPads and Chromebooks were the big thing. You know, back when I was in school, it would have been really nice to be able to just have this and, you know, take it with me and
Well, this is the future, which you're carrying with you.
It
an
is.
iPad. You know, so you're not having to bring 50 books with you or carry around, you know, break our little backs. Not that we had that when I was growing up. It was just, you know, you'd carry them like that. But now kids, when they're 6 years older, they're having to warn them that they're carrying too many books. Now, with the iPads and the notepads, that they can carry, you know, the world with them.
They
right
sure
there.
Can. Yep. But it's also important to remember to give the monies back to the little leagues and the sportsters and the parks. And
well, let me say something else that you
And do you do also veterans organizations and senior organizations?
I
know
say.
In the past, the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson.
I haven't seen you guys solicit.
Not for a while.
March 25th is the next
I would have asked you about
date.
The veterans. In fact, I was asking, but Trish turned off my microphone.
we proudly support. But I haven't seen the Frontier Senior Center in a long time, but we do with the senior nutrition programs. We do a lot of food banks. There's so much needed. I mean, we need
to. There is, and certainly the youth in our community, and I for one, am always like to see us put our money in our youth because they're our future.
Mm-hmm.
And our senior population, they're retired, they've worked hard, and I think those are the two areas that I'm more inclined to see funded through these organizations.
That's very important, especially with the culture of the tribe. Elders and their youth are.
There you go.
Are where we're at. That's. You know.
Are you going to be able to stick with us after the break here?
I sure am.
Great, great. Our guest is Maria Roscoe, who is the public affairs leads up all the public affairs and all everything like that. Plus, probably does about six other jobs there for Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. I want to remind everybody that on the 21st of March, out at Wind River, in the event center will be the Sovereign Minds Jefferson State of Mind fundraiser and banquet. Starts at 4:30, and dinner starts at 6:30. You're going to get there at 4:30 for the all the raffle items in a silent auction. Tickets are, single ticket is $35, couples are $50, and that, of course, includes dinner for two. You can be a table sponsor for $400, plus all types of raffle packs. All this is going to be March the 21st out at the Wind River Resort Casino and the Event Center. You get tickets at Jones Fort on Cypress Avenue or North State Consultants out on Old Oregon Trail. Give them a call at 221-0101. We'll be right back after these messages. Well, no, we won't. We've got 10 seconds more. Are you
And you finally ran out of breath or what?
I did, because I was trying to get it all in before it's over, but my timing was just impeccable. it seems like we have so many of these that when we say, hey, go on out to, and it always ends up with Wind River.
We love it.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In Ferguson, Missouri this past hour, a press conference following last night's shooting of two police officers, St. Louis County Police Chief Don Belmar.
As you might imagine, this is the number one priority right now of the St. Louis County Police Department to identify these individuals. That individual are individuals who shot our police officers.
Belmar says one of the officers was shot in his face, the other through his right shoulder. U.S. retail sales fell in February as auto purchases dropped by the most in more than a year. SRN's Jeremy House reports.
The Commerce Department says there was a 0.6% decline in retail sales. That follows a 0.8% decrease in January. Gas station sales went up for the first time in 9 months. Excluding the volatile categories of autos, gas, building materials, and restaurants, sales were flat. While robust hiring and lower gas prices have lifted consumer confidence, the trends have yet to boost spending, a key driver of economic activity.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Fewer people were standing in the unemployment line last week, claims down by 36,000. More trouble at the Secret Service.
The Homeland Security Department is investigating two senior Secret Service agents accused of crashing a car into a White House security barrier. A Secret Service spokesman says Director Joseph Clancy has been briefed on the March 4 incident. According to the Washington Post, the agents drove a government car into a security barrier after a night of drinking.
That's SRN's Greg Clugton at the White House. Military officials say crews have found human remains after the crash of an Army helicopter off the waters of Florida this week. Navarre, Florida resident Kim Ernst says she's used to hearing loud military sounds in the vicinity, but this was distinct.
There were two, I don't want to say explosions, but it sounded like that, but it sounded way different from the ordinances that we are accustomed to hearing.
The beach where the chopper went down is commonly used for test missions. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
What does it mean to believe?
From the creators of God's Not Dead, 12 unique lives, 12 different stories, one path will bring them all together. This spring, the world will be asking,
do you believe in Jesus?
Do you believe? Academy Award winner Mira Sorvino, John Astin, Alexa Penavega, Ted McGinley, and Andrea Logan White. Do you believe? Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 20th. Find a theater at doyoubelieve.com.
A vote by Utah lawmakers to bring back executions by firing squad is the most dramatic illustration yet of the nationwide frustration over some bungled executions and shortages of the drugs used for lethal injections. Utah State Representative Paul Ray says death by firing squad is more humane than some of the drawn-out deaths involving injections.
You understand lethal injection, your body's paralyzed. You feel everything. Your body slowly shuts down over a period of minutes based on the drug cocktail that's given to you. Whereas a firing squad, you reach the death obviously in 3 to 5 seconds.
Utah and several other states are scrambling to modify their laws on the heels of a botched Oklahoma lethal injection last year and one in Arizona in which the condemned man took nearly 2 hours to die. Financial stocks leading an early gain on Wall Street the day after a number of banks announced dividend increases and stock buybacks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 150 points. This is SRN News. Legislation designed to help the victims of human trafficking running into some obstacles in the Senate over some little-known abortion language.
Specifically, a provision that Democrats just noticed that would prevent the use of federal funds for abortion. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid.
If my friend, the Republican leader, is so in tune with getting this passed, take that legislation out of the bill. Otherwise, it will not pass. Take it out.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell denies that provision was slipped in at the last minute.
This bill has been available for any senator and any member of the public to read since January.
That report from SRN's Wally Hines. Should former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley wind up competing against Hillary Clinton for the Democratic presidential nomination, he says he won't be focusing on the issue of her email practices as Secretary of State. O'Malley telling MSNBC that, in his opinion, the email policies don't make, quote, a hill of difference to people struggling to pay their bills. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Secret film. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. It's my Trish girl here today.
Yeah, Linda's got great days in Northern California.
There you go. Hey, and we're going to Linda, of course, has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. And one of the things she's going to be talking about is what a great time everybody had at the Redding Ranch Rita Community Fundraiser last Saturday night when everybody dressed up in all types of costumes. And it was a tribute to the 80s. What's the weather look like today there?
The weather, it's 54 degrees in downtown Redding, and it's sunny with a high near 72 today. Mostly clear with a low around 48. Mostly sunny with a high near 75 on Friday. Kind of staying the same. Slight chance of rain over the weekend, but not a great deal to offer. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. As always, it's cool. It's our friends are our friends are warm friends. Locally owned
our
and
customers
operated.
Are warm.
There you go. My sheet says it's cool to be a Shasta guest.
Well, it's because that's what's going to be coming here in a few days.
But they are locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's right. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Not only do they have Espresso Joe's, a great place to get coffee, tea, and anything else there, walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just filled with great cigars that Cigar Aficionado has rated very high there. All this at Tobacco and Brew, discounts for veterans at Tobacco and Brew. Our guest is Maria Orozco, who heads up all the public publicity and public affairs at Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. And let's talk about, well, you know, we talked a little bit about it during the break. The smoking coming back.
The smoking came back.
And I
only
know how hard.
Partial smoking partial. Came
and
back.
And let's talk about that.
Let's talk about
you guys didn't do either step, either doing away with the smoke and or bringing it back without a lot of thought. And so talk about how your decisions were made.
Well, we noticed and we listened and we acted on bringing back the smoking to the 30% of the gaming floor, which is the middle portion where the table games and all that. All eateries, the hotel, the event center are still 100% non-smoking.
Right.
So it really isn't, you know, it was disappointing to some, but our players love it. And people are frequenting more. I'm seeing new faces again that we weren't seeing. So
I'm surprised. I guess I'm surprised because I am surprised because I know that you all did so many studies.
We did.
And that, you know, and it seems like that it's a small percentage that smoked.
Mm-hmm.
But it was that small percentage that was there. And when I would see things in, you know, on blogs and people are you surprised by how vicious people are? I mean,
I don't
all?
Think it's vicious. I think everybody has a right to express themselves. But this is the way we have to do it.
Yeah.
Business is business. And I know that there's, we're getting some feedback that it's, we're looking at the bottom line. We're looking at this. Well, as an employee of almost 21 years, for them to choose to go back partially rather than choosing to cut employment or benefits or, you know, letting people go. I mean, we have over 600 employees that we need to take care of, including the stakeholders.
Right.
So I think it was, you know, they did the forward thinking. We were going to be the first to change. We did it a little bit ahead of what we should have done.
And the bottom
line is,
we tried
it, though. Yeah. We sure did.
The North State is a population of older income, older, some lower income, that sort of statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is we have a higher smoking population than most areas. No. Mm-hmm.
And the point I was going to make is that when I see people, you know, saying things, is that my question then is, well, did you go out and support the casino when they were smoke-free? I mean, did you go out, all you people that are out there going, did you go out there and actually have dinner or pull slots or something to support them, spend the night out there, you know, and all the, you know, if you had of, it, who knows, it could still be smoke free right now. But most people, they are easy to complain, but it's a lot harder to go out and actually do something right.
And if you don't want to be around the smoking, you still have all kinds of opportunities, as you indicated. Yeah. You can go to the restaurants, you can gamble, the poker rooms. This place is to do everything that you want to do at Wind River without being exposed to the smoke.
Absolutely.
Or you can sit next to it. And, you know, by and large, if you're playing generally, almost always, if you're sitting at the slots or at your blackjack table, almost everybody will ask if you care if they light up.
Right.
I mean, they almost always will say, is this going to bother you? And if you say yes, they'll move to the other end or they'll move to another table most times.
Or they'll say, fine, there's another table over there.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. No, I mean, by and large, it hasn't been an issue. I'm a non-smoker, but it really isn't an issue. Yeah.
For people to knock Wind River because of this, I just love to jump into the middle of this and start, you know, whacking. Because here's the thing is, I was just at an event where $199,000 worth of money was given to our communities. $14,000 was handed out on Saturday night to two schools. And it's been, I forget, how many million now?
$2.3 million
has been handed out by, not handed out, but been carefully spent and donated to 501 groups.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not counting the other things that you all do. And here's just one of them. When the women veterans came into town and you, what? Trish, got, you know, you said, okay, we'll go out to the Veterans Center and we'll get you a deal out there.
At
the Frontier Senior Center. And Gary was standing there and says, well, we'll pay for that.
Yep.
And paid for the rent of the room. And see, those are things you never hear that they're doing and the kind of things that, you know, that how they're supporting veterans and they're supporting organizations like this. I look at this. I look at what Wind River is, what Red Rancheria stands for. I have no problem. And the fact is that you tried something. Maybe it was 2 years ahead of its time. You had to take care of your people. Understand this being in the military. So you pull back, retrenched, and you're going to move forward.
It's not like we're not still taking care of our people. They pay full gym memberships. They bring ballin' classes and Zumba and jazzercise and everything you can think of. We have weight loss competitions. We have, you know, we have ways I can't brag more about the place that I work for. And, you know, and I'm not a tribal member of the place, but they treat you like family. And their decisions are incredible. They do think them out. We did the two studies. People will ask me, well, you said 10%. Well, during a weekend of that randomly chose or whatnot, we did. We got the statistics. We used it. We implemented it. It just didn't work at this time. Who's to say? I mean, they're going to spend $250,000 on a new air filtration system.
Gary
We're
mentioned
building
that.
up these walls between the hotel and the non-smoking. And that's just a couple of things that we're going to do, because we understand we want everybody to be as comfortable as they can, even if they come and game, they come play poker, they want to watch a show or just have something to eat. So,
great. Okay. Well,
and bottom line, it is the bottom line. You're a business. You're there to make money.
Yeah, it's a business decision.
Sometimes people get really uptight about that, but people don't go out and start a business, even as a rancheria, without the intention of making money.
Right.
And it is about the bottom line.
People
and that's nothing to be ashamed of. That's called capitalism.
Not,
we build a great country that way.
We have so many people to take care of, and it's just so important for us to be able to do so.
Then here's your other option is go out of business.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great for everybody.
They wouldn't.
All these people being
there.
Well, no, see, that's what I mean. But if that's your option, we'll just cut. We'll start cutting our employees away. We'll start doing this, and we'll get. You know, and then at what time? And at what point then? So you know, it was a gallant effort. Who says it won't be coming back in 2 years?
Who says it won't?
Anyway.
You know?
All right. Hey, we'll be right back. Maria Roscoe is with us from Wind River in the Redding Rancheria. And we just talked about that smoking policy that started and then it was reversed, but not completely. It's only 30% of the casino there is open for smoking. The rest of it is non-smoking. We'll be right back.
Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
This is Maria Orozco. The Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino would like to thank everyone who attended.
It's Back to the 80s, Year to Remember.
We would like to thank the Keyhole Mystery Theater and Front and Center Dance Studio for their wonderful entertainment. It always brings us joy to recognize the amazing organizations we partner with. It's because of organizations like you that our area is a true community. The Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino would also like to thank all our sponsors for their support.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh, eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The time is 8:20 in the morning here on March the 12th. Good morning, everybody. 54 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. I hope that this weekend, I hate to say it, but I hope we get more rain this weekend because this summer we want to do a lot of stuff out at Holiday Harbor and do fishing and all that kind of stuff. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Trish Clark and I are here with Maria Orozco from Wind River Casino and Resort and the Reading Rancheria. Let me, this is a perfect time then for me to talk about Linda.
Yay.
And Lady Bot and the Bluebirds are going to be out there April the 2nd. And they're going to be singing their little hearts out. And she is working with their group, and they're introducing new songs each time that they're out there. And 7 to 9 on Thursday night, the first Thursday of each month. And let me tell you, you have a special menu out there. And not a special menu. It's your regular menu. But on that night, I think it's steak and lobster for $15.99.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, folks, it's great. I had a New York steak out there last time. That was just absolutely perfect.
Good.
Everybody had at the table had a great experience, and the other people around us. And let me tell you, yes, there is smoking back in 30% of the casino, but in there with the type of air conditioning they have, it's like non-smoking in elements.
And this is such a great experience. Oh. Linda Bott and the Bluebirds. I mean, this is a class act. This is like the cabaret from Las Vegas. These are great shows.
Yeah.
Just got to go experience this. It's a really nice evening.
Tablecloths. The lights are down. You can dance. You can sing. Great prices. And Linda just has a great time with her band there, Pat Karch, and, of course, Bruce Kalin and Bobby Veramentes. And there's always a guest performer there. And
Rick
for 2 hours.
I mean, just a great entertainment. You need to mark that on your calendar the first Thursday of
every month. It'll be the 2nd of April. And give a call down to Elements. Give them 243-3377. Say you want Elements. You want to have Romance on the River.
Yes, because that gets sold out. It is.
It does.
Brilliantly done. Linda is a one class act.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
And just stand there and stare. She's just so glamorous.
She loves
it. So professional.
And I tell you
what.
Such a voice. Every month, like I said, she's going. And she wanted to do a public apology to you, Trish.
I know.
And you know why?
I do. Linda always sings My Funny Valentine. And she didn't the last time. And she's been apologetic. But everything else.
She will obsess over this. And so for next on the 2nd of April, when you're there, you may hear it a couple of times. Who knows? Anyway, but no, she's having a great time down there. And like I said, the prices are magnificent. Mm-hmm. And the food is just outstanding. So, okay. Let's go on back to the Wind River extravaganza here. We talk about with the hotel and the resort and the casino. I told Gary this, and I'm going to write him again. We need the poker extravaganza. We need the celebrity Texas five card stud tournament.
We're going to do a celebrity tournament in honor of all veterans, and we are going to have – now, the part I'm going to add is we're going to – have a celebrity women do some part of it because we need to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah.
We need to play poker.
Yeah. Well, okay, go ahead and play poker, but I'm going to serve drinks because I have no poker face. You can see if I do not have a good hand or I have a great hand. That's horrible. So I'll just serve some drinks.
Oh, Maria, gee. Okay, Maria's face lights up. Everybody throws her hand in right there. Okay.
Yeah. I know.
Well, horrible. You know what? I think it'd be a great time, and this is what Gary and I had talked about was it was going to go to help veterans and the celebrity, for and use the word celebrity loosely, Give me yeah.
I think it's going to be great.
I think it's going to be a great
time. So we're going to make it big, and then we'll make it an annual thing, and it just we like to do that, make it bigger and bigger and bigger.
Fantastic. You know, it's just another one of the things that you all do. The acts, different types of groups of people you have coming in there, too. I mean, it seems like you have a variety of different groups entertaining.
Yeah. Our entertainment department is working really hard and diligent this year because they know what Reading wants to see.
Yeah.
You know, and when we get these country folks or get whoever, we gave an entertainment package, I noticed, this year with our cage fights are pretty big, but we have like Lori Morgan, Tracy Lawrence, those type of people that are coming.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I honestly, I don't know who they are, but they're people love them and they get sold out. So
and the country, I think you're never going to go wrong with a good country western theme.
Not around here.
Not around here. People like that. They do well. And,
yeah.
And you're always going to, that's going to be a sellout.
Yeah.
And there's other ideas I know that y'all have for, you know, different events down there. And everybody, like I said, there's so many that come down to use Wind River. And I'm just going to brag on y'all because of the Marine Corps Ball.
Mm-hmm.
You give us a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we have just, you know, we're getting bigger and bigger. Last year it was close to 300. We're looking at going over 300 this year for the Marine Corps Ball. And it's a y'all provide at a very, very fair price.
I attend a lot of events down there because you have a facility that's very amiable to all those kinds of things. The Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers do their big fundraiser there every year, and all kinds of, I think, some of the
chamber events.
Chamber events, a lot of different things. That it's a great venue for organizations to look at to have everything all in one area. You've got the food service. You've got the bars set up. It really is very compact and gives
safety.
A lot of room, and it's safe. But there's a lot of room for your displays and your raffles and all the things that go along with putting on one of those big events.
We're very creative in how you have to utilize the room because, like with RRCF, we had 500 people upstairs down, plus this incredible silent auction and entertainment on the stage that you just – it can be done. I think any type of
it can be done.
Can be
see,
done.
We're trying to think of different things too and see how can you use the stage? How can you push that, you know, push the people so you have it? But we need to have Gary build you a bigger center. We need a spot you could easily seat like 1,000.
Yeah.
With tables.
That's what I tell them.
I think that we're getting to that area. Maria, what would you say people should look at for Wind River in the future? In Reading Rancheria.
I think we're going to continue to do what we're doing and just, you know, do it better. We're going to be celebrating 22 years this year. We're going to be – our Stillwater Powwow is on this 25th year anniversary this year. So it's just – it's kind of a stellar year for us. We're, you know, with this new transition and stuff, all we have to do is make things better. I know we're going to get more I don't know how much more involved we can get with the community, but I know there's other places that we haven't tagged yet or been able to assist, and that's what we want to do. We want to get out there and get more visible and show everybody, you know, we're here. This is why we're here. You know, it's just.
You know what? There's look, we always look for ways to improve on what we're doing. And you all do too. You're always, you know, when you come up with new things. I know that there's plans on the board that you are looking at to do.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as helping the community, reaching out further to the community, I'm kind of like you. I'm trying to think of how else you can do that. Now, I'm sure there's a way, but you guys got some great minds down there. I would just like to say is that we appreciate what you all do. We appreciate you all as who you are, but what Reading Rancheria and what Wind River does for our community, we would be a much poorer community. I don't mean that money wise. We would be a much there would be a void there if it wasn't for y'all. So
I agree. I'm very proud to work for such a place that encourages us to get out there. Not only write a check, we get out there, volunteer, we get out there, walk the relays, we walk the miles, but I know there's more things that we could do. So.
Oh, yeah. It's never, you know.
Well, and the listening audience out there, now, if you've got something that you'd like to, you know, I mean, they're very accessible.
I will not
dance
again, though.
You've got something that you think they need to be involved in and they aren't. I mean, I'm just sure there's somebody out there saying, wow, there's, you know, they're not involved in this and they need to be. So all you have to do is give Maria a call.
Just let me know.
How can they reach you, Maria?
You can always get me on Facebook. You can call my number at 242-4516. You can email me, maria.orozco@win-river.com. You can find me anywhere. Or even stop me in the
event. You can just look at any event, and there's Maria.
Yeah.
Maria, thanks so much for being with us today. You know what? We thanks for talking to us about the smoking and you know why the change was. And I mean, it's there's people who are disappointed, but you know what? It's when it gets right down to you take care of your people.
Yeah.
And take care of your people, take care of your business, and then you retrench. You keep moving forward. Who knows what's going to happen 2, 3, 4 years. You know, as things change.
And people just need to relax and not be so rigid about it. I mean, come on. Get over it.
Come on. Yeah. Take that corn cob out there.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks again for being here with us.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a quick break, Trish Clark and myself. And we got some other things to talk about. Are 47 senators really guilty of treason?
No.
We'll be right back.
Take multiple prescriptions. You know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. It could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Shopping local, staying local, builds a community.
Downtown Reading is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Reading. VDRBA.org.
To honor our local World War II veterans, join Classic Cafe's Kathy and Millie on March 21st at 5 p.m. for their scrumptious spaghetti dinner. It's a fundraiser for Shasta County's Community Honor Flight. It'll be held at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Reading. The cost is $15. There's going to be lots of prizes, drawings, great food. Tickets can be bought at the Classic Cafe, 2427 Athens Avenue, or you can call 357-3380.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Spot. And Trish Clark on Thursdays. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. She'll be right here at 6 p.m. And she's got all types of things that she's giving away tonight. Where does she find all this stuff? I don't know. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Trish, you need to go in there. Just to sit down and, you know, catch up on the men there, you know, just see what they're talking about. And, of course,
anybody in there likes to dance?
Oh, we all do.
Yeah.
Yep, we all do. DC, well, Tim.
Maybe that's where I need to go.
Logan, they all like to dance.
Okay.
You know, Bob goes there and gets his hair cut. It's about time, Bob, by the way.
Yeah, about that time.
About that time of the year. It's getting to be spring. All right.
Tell them to put fresh string in the weed whacker.
You know, Bob's the only that's the only place that will trim Bob's chest hair. Tim likes to do that, and I was surprised by it. You know, just that one day, because he had to bring out the clippers. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, right across from the subway. Trish Clark's here with me. I just love your face when I said that. Your eyes get so really big. You're going, what are you talking about? Okay, hey, look, 47 senators wrote a letter to the Ayatollah Khomeini about saying, hey, do you understand the fact that no matter what he says, it's not a treaty until we ratify it? No matter what the president says. Now, when they did that, which is true, but when they sent this letter out, I see blogs in the, you know, written by this guy that's teaching over in Nevada. He's in the Record Searchlight, says they're treasonous dogs. Mm. Now, of course, you know, the guy that, you know, that Cotton, the one that authored this thing, is a veteran. He's put his life on the line several times. I'm not sure what this blogger from Nevada has done. I don't know if he's been in the service or anything. He did say he had a couple of paper cuts in his bio. But, I mean, to use these words, nobody used that word on Pelosi when she went over to see the Syrian dictator when she was asked not to. And, you know, and then, of course, Obama, when I think it was he had been elected but hadn't been seated yet, and sent a messenger over to the Iraqis to say, hey, look, I'll be easier to deal with than Bush or the Iranians. Yeah. I'll be easier to deal with than Bush. I mean, that happened. I mean, he was getting ready, to take over. He said, just wait. I mean, nobody said that was being treasonous. You know, so, I mean, where do they get this thing? Because the senators said, look, I hope you understand that no matter what you're saying here, that this still has to be ratified.
Well, and I think, you know, I'm proud of the Republicans for finally doing something, but I will go back and I have to say, we are so quick to forgive and forget what those Republicans back there in Washington, D.C. have done. You know, we gave them the majority in November. And since then, they have the power of the purse. They can defund. They have the ability to pass all kinds of things, including what they tried to do, made an effort to pass the Homeland Security without the amnesty funding. But as soon as Reid and Pelosi said, oh, we don't want to go along with that, they just folded like an Arab's tent. And as quickly as that happens, they're all done. And we forget, and now all of a sudden we're talking about them being treasonous, and we're letting once again the media set the pace, and we're all jumping on it, and so we're talking about that, and we're talking about Hillary's emails, and nobody have we forgotten so quickly that we sent them there to do a job? They funded Obamacare. They're not doing anything about it. That's what we said we wanted them to do.
Are Republicans cowards?
Pretty much. They don't get the message. They drank the Kool-Aid. They get back there. They want to get along. They're so afraid. Oh, well, we need to reach out to the middle. We need to get along. That was not the message in November. We didn't give you a majority.
We went back to change things.
We want you to change.
Right. So why Mitch What's McConnell? Happening? In my opinion, Mitch McConnell should do on certain bills like the immigration bill.
He should pass it through and let him veto it.
He should say, we are suspending the rule where it takes 60 votes to get it out of closure on this bill. We're going to vote on for this bill, and you vote on that one bill, and they say, okay, so you can't stop it through filibuster, and then you vote on the bill. You force the Democrats to vote on it. You force them to vote and have them come out and say, oh, okay, everything's being passed except the funding of this dream group.
And we're not shutting down anything.
And nothing's being shut down. And force the president then to veto it.
And like if he does, then he shut it down.
And then like the Keystone Pipeline, they passed it, they made him veto it. They've got to send like 6, 7, 8, 9 bills.
Do your job.
To the president and let the president come back and say, okay, look, we need to work together. because he's not doing that now. He doesn't have to. The day that a week after the Republicans had swept into power, he comes out and he signs his Immigration Act. He makes his executive decision to do the Immigration Act. Did he even try and work with them? No, he didn't. And then you hear things like this guy writing that, oh, the Republicans are the war party. Well, you know, that two-thirds of the wars have all started under Democrats. And let me tell you something. Obama's been in there 8 years. Or not 8 years, 6 years. We're still at war. And if anything, it's worse because now we're putting more people back in. Tell me that the Republicans want it. Are you so, you know, this guy seems to be a bright fellow. Has he not grasped that it's either party? Either party? They're, you know, like, well, war's good business. You don't think the Democrats aren't right in the middle of this? You know, talking to the defense contractors and all this thing. You don't think that Obama isn't as warlike as any one of them that's ever stepped in there, as any one of them, because he doesn't know anything about war. So it's really easy to send our boys and girls to war and have them killed. And the worst part is this administration is not taking care of them when they come back. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
You better have
good morning,
something.
You
better have something good, Terry. You better be bringing it, Terry.
You know, actually, we get the government we allow.
Yes, we do.
And we let them, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Now, I've got a question for you, Carl, because you were interviewing, or you had Congressman LaMalfa on last Friday, I believe, or Friday before, or whatever.
He's on the first Friday of every month, so it would have been last Friday.
Okay. Well, when you had him on, he made an interesting comment. He said, yeah, you know, the Democrats are breaking the rules. They're not doing anything legally, really. But we're going to follow the law, and we're going to do things the right way, and we're going to follow the law. Well, that's okay, and that's admirable. The only question I have is if someone else is breaking the law and there's no consequences or they're not being held accountable for breaking the law, then how does playing by the rules work?
Then there is no law.
So I was kind of, I don't know, what did you make of that statement?
Well, I understand that you want to take the high road, and as I think back on it now, you know, when he said that, because I was looking down at other things, when he said that, then the next question should have been, if they're not following the rules, I thought we'd kind of talked about that a little bit, that, hey, if one side's not following the rules, then at some point, you've got to fight fire with fire.
Well, no, but better than fighting fire with fire, why not hold them accountable?
Right.
They have the ability to take
which
the
is,
president on when
better.
He breaks the law. Yeah. They have the ability to do all kinds of things. They have a majority in both houses. They can pass bills. They can censure him. They can impeach the son of a gun, for gosh sakes.
You know, when we had
but
the American
they,
Revolution.
All that's off the table.
During the American Revolution, the young Americans weren't really fighting by the rules. They were standing behind trees and bushwhacking the British as they went by. And you know, sometimes it's a thing where you got to do what you got to do. But to me, that was kind of disturbing, only because, well, we're going to follow the law, but we'll let them break the law, and then we won't hold them accountable, but we'll follow the law. I mean, it just, I'm trying to figure out all this nonsense we're getting. And like I said, maybe you two can make heads or tails of it.
No. You know what? Here's the thing is, I had great hopes that when we came in, that the people of the United States had spoken. They spoke and said they gave them a bigger majority in the House of Representatives than they've ever had, maybe since World War II, maybe before that. And then they swept in 9 seats. Who's ever heard of a nine senator switch? I mean, it's one of the biggest changes that you can possibly find in history. And yet, we passed the immigration bill passes. We back down on other things. I don't understand. Why don't they? Why can't they get their act together? Because you've got Pelosi and Reid running circles around McConnell and Boehner.
Absolutely. Senator Reid sets the agenda, says this is what we'll accept, this is what we'll do. And not only do you have to agree to it, McConnell, then before we'll take it up, Boehner has to agree to it as well. And they go, oh, okay, and how do you want that worded? And they go ahead and pass it, and they go back to the House. And for all intents and purposes, Pelosi and Reid are still in charge. And if, gosh, why should we pass anything that he's going to – the president's
making
not going to sign?
Making veto it time and time again, three times a day. Like the Keystone Pipeline. And here's the thing, and they say, oh, they don't want to use the nuclear option. Well, the Democrats did. So you don't have to use a nuclear option for everything. You can take each bill – I think, I need to check this out, but I think you can do this, is that you can use every bill that you put in and say, on this bill, we are going to invoke closure here, that you can, we'll get it out of here with a simple up or down vote.
Harry Reid refused to bring anything to the floor that he didn't want there.
365
bills.
And then
he would get rid of the filibuster anytime he wanted to.
Yeah. And you know what, Terry? Even if there was the state of Jefferson, we'd still be getting bent over.
Well, no, we wouldn't, because we'd have the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, but that's a discussion for another day. But I've got a new term for you. And that is that as we look at what's happened with the pilot program, the city of Reading, the raises they give themselves in the city of Reading, the public comment being moved to the end, the IRS investigation of the city of Reading, a stack of lawsuits against the city of Reading. What we have now from the federal government is trickle-down tyranny.
There you go. That works.
And that's because we let them, huh, Trish?
That's exactly right, Terry. We get the kind of government we deserve.
Yep.
Have a good day, you two.
All right.
Take care, Terry. Thanks for running it for us, sir. Okay. Terry's got some good points there.
Yes,
but you both are agreeing about, and I have rolled over and jumped on your horse too, is that we get the government that we agree to.
Yeah.
And if we're letting this happen when people are saying, you know what, this immigration thing, you can still have Department of Homeland Security and just not fund that. There's parts of the, there are parts of the Obamacare that are decent that we need to keep, but there are other parts that we need to defund. Why can't we just do that? And you know what, when they threatened to defund the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms over the bullet ban they were going for, 52 senators said, you know what? We can end you today. What did they do? Oh, they backed off. Oh, no, we're going to take a longer look at this thing.
You know, the point is we allow the media and the administration to make a statement. And instead of saying right out that statement is erroneous, it's not true, and giving the facts, we argue their misstatement and try to prove it wrong. And we do it continually.
The Republicans
are shutting down the government. The answer is, no, we're not. All we're doing is defunding the amnesty bill.
We don't
say that. We say, no, we don't want to shut it down. We don't want to shut it down. But that isn't the answer. Let's go to the phones again and talk to Bob.
Well, we were going to take a break, but Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I think the thing that we keep missing here is that the whole idea of pooping that. Forgetting our history.
Hey, Bob, are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you take it off the speakerphone?
Yeah. Is that better?
Oh, a lot better. Thanks.
Okay. Well, what I was saying is that a lot of times we tend to forget even recent history. We had a majority in the House and the Senate. By we, I mean the Republicans, and we have the executive branch. We could have done something with the immigration laws back then, but we did nothing.
That's right.
And I was upset back at that time. I said, you know what, these guys are going to lose the midterm because of immigration. And lo and behold, Bush lost the majority in his final 4 years there. And what ended up happening, of course, is that they don't have the courage when they have the power, like you said a moment ago, to use the nuclear option. They don't act. They leave amnesty on the table. And in the space of, and this is within the last 10 years, you've got amnesty, you've got the DREAM Act. And now if you look at the other stories that are out there, they're talking about, the population in California by 2020 or 2022. Having people that have come in from Mexico being the majority population here, and it's like it's because we've done nothing. It's because we've listened to the cause of neoconservatives or people that are just the rhinos out there that just want to make sure that they're making money off the war machine.
Uh-huh.
And it's really sickening. It doesn't matter if the Chamber of Commerce trying to make money off the fact that, hey, we've got a cheap labor source out there. And people need to look at the fact that, you know what, you're an American first. You're not a Republican. You're not a Democrat. You're an American first. You're not a member of the Chamber of Commerce that does what the Chamber of Commerce wants to do. If that's affecting your American citizens and things like that. So it's like, get a sense of who you are as an American and what that means, and then elect the people that know what that means.
And after you elect them,
I can't stand up to the Speaker of the House and tell him, hey, I'm not voting for you because you're not going to take care of this whole amnesty thing. And that's huge. That's important to me. To get somebody else who's going to get in there and tell the Speaker of the House to go kick rocks, you know, because this guy, you know, it's just a pattern of these guys catering to the Democrats for all these years, no matter if they have the majority or if they don't.
Right. Okay, Bob, we got to take a break. And thank you so much for giving us a call and your opinion here, because a lot of it is, I think, is spot on. All right, Ray, we're going to take a quick break. Trish Clark, Carl Botts, Thursday. It is March the 12th. The time is 8:48 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. Weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's going to be a nice day today. We'll be right back. Take me
direct from Broadway, Sister Act, the hilarious 5-time Tony-nominated musical smash is coming to Reading. And we're going to be there, right, Molly?
Yes, Linda, we will be there, as well as the preset VIP dinner. You can come, too, by going to ReadingCivic.com for all your tickets to the show and the meet-and-greet VIP dinner. That's March 25th, ReadingCivic.com.
How fun!
Turtle Bay's third West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is now open at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. This year's juror, Bonnie Lang Malcolmson from the Portland Art Museum, has selected the pieces for the exhibition. With works in many media, competing artists from California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, the West Coast Biennial Juried Art Exhibition is a show you won't want to miss. The exhibition features works from some of the North State and Reading local artists, as well as many other great artists. For the park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I gotta watch you guys like a hawk.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, I just said something to Trisha. She almost stuck me with a pin. You know, but
slap
no,
you.
It was just something I'd heard. Something I'd heard about somebody had said. And you
Yeah.
I've heard it in two places too, so I'm just looking at it. Maybe, anyway. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, 6 p.m. It's a great day today. It's 54 degrees right now, and it's going to get up in the 70s. It's going to be nice and sunny. I think through not only today, but tomorrow, maybe Saturday and Sunday, though, we may have
maybe
some more rain coming in. And I love the rain last night. It's come down hard. So hopefully another few feet into the reservoir. Tomorrow, we've got all types of neat things happening tomorrow. you know, got a, you know, just the number of people coming in. Want to finish off Friday with kind of good thoughts, you know, and good things going on for the weekend, because the weekend's got a lot of great stuff going on. Festa Italiana.
Oh yeah, Festa Italiana Saturday night. Blue White Band at the Fairgrounds, Sarah Hall.
Oh yes, and
great Italian dinner, Italian of the Year award,
Italian of the Year awards. I mean, it's got bar, it's got dancing, it's got music, it's got a comedian.
Fun evening.
A fun evening, Festa Italiana, and there's still, I think there's still tickets left there. Okay, let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning, buddy.
Yes, it sounds like as far as the Republican leadership is concerned, it's less a question of cowardice as much as it is of collaborationism, and... If you try to research that word collaborationism or collaborationist, you might at some point see the name Quisling.
Quisling.
I know who that is. He was a traitor. He collaborated.
Why do you think he collaborated with the Nazis?
The
Norwegian ordered the coastal defenses to stand down and not fight the German Kriegsmarine as they were bringing Nazis into Norway.
There you go.
Damn him.
In this case, it's not Quisling. In today,
what would you call
it? Not Quisling, but we have Kentucky Fried Collaborationism.
Kentucky Fried, but not Rand
Paul.
Well,
Mitch McConnell is from Kentucky.
Mitch McConnell is. Okay.
You know, I think.
Yeah.
All right,
now,
Charles.
Good point, Charles.
Now, on a happier note, I was watching a Johnny Carson infomercial, and he was talking about during one of his monologues, the late Johnny Carson.
Right.
He was talking during one of his monologues about a woman who was giving sexual favors in exchange for spaghetti dinners. She didn't want money. She only wanted spaghetti dinners. And then he asked the question, wouldn't that make her a prostitute?
Okay. Thank you, Charles. Thanks. We're going to move on to our next call. Thanks,
Okay.
You know, have you noticed that it's been one of those, you know, it started out as one of those days here. Okay, let's go to the phones. Daniel, good morning.
Well, good morning. I'm just going to make it real quick. I want to just remind everybody the Democrats were in power for like 50 years. And also about the last 30 years here in California. And all we ever do is we throw more money and more money and more money. And if it doesn't work, we say we're just not spending enough money. So let's throw a little more money out there. And, this Obamacare thing, the insurance commissioners could have taken care of almost all those issues a long time ago at the state level. Federal should never be involved with it. And I think with the Republicans acting the way they're doing with the Democrats right now, it's Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, Stockholm Syndrome. Well, they're starting to identify with their kidnappers. Yeah. Okay, I like that. Okay, thanks, Daniel. The Republican Party is suffering from the Stockholm Syndrome in Washington, D.C.
You know, before the end of the show, I really want to make the point that I am firmly convinced until the Republican Party determines that the only times that we have, as Republicans, been successful and really accomplished things and been able to cut the budget and do some good things in this country is when we have a conservative in office. We have some really good conservative people in the Republican Party, in the Congress back there now, both in the Senate and the House. We people out here need to be supporting, and I'll just pick one name, the Ted Cruzes that we've got back there that are willing to stand up and be counted. Come on, people. Get out there and support them. Lots of letters, lots of phone calls, lots of funding to help them make some differences to this party. Because I really right now am more of a conservative and would love to register that way than as a Republican.
Okay. A couple more things here before we finish up. Ferguson. Two officers were shot in Ferguson, Missouri during a protest.
And the president just keeps fueling that every time he gets a microphone in his hand.
The one thing that we heard, of course, is that how the city of Ferguson were, discriminating against the black community. And as we talked about yesterday, that not one word was said. That's how the Department of Justice came out and exonerated totally the policeman in the shooting.
That's
totally,
exactly right.
Totally exonerated the policeman in the shooting. He lost his job and will maybe never get another one.
And we're supposed to be surprised somehow that Eric Holder's office came out with a scathing report against Ferguson.
It was also his office that came out that exonerated the guy.
Exactly.
It was strange. I don't know how they do it. Okay. The other thing is that I'm not going to get into Hillary because it's getting even worse now. The AP is now suing the State Department to get access to her emails. And Trey Gowdy is saying, okay, hey, we're going after it. She's going to be under oath now. But the last thing I think is really important here in the last minute and a half. If you go down to Haven Humane today, they've got chickens. They've got egg-laying chickens that you can adopt. Don't laugh. You know, these are egg-laying chickens that
if you checked the price of eggs lately, this might be something to watch.
A humane organization raided a chicken farm and rescued 3,600 chickens.
Holy
so they've God. Got like 1,800 of them left. They've already found homes for them. And now they've got like 80. It's going to be down at Haven Humane. And if you're looking for, you know, how many people would like to have a couple of chickens that are egg layers? And they would say, oh, we don't want, you shouldn't force them to lay eggs. Well, chickens lay eggs, but you give them lots of calcium and all that kind of stuff, and they're happy. So, and you've got to have a certain.
Why should you just force them to lay eggs?
You know, you know what? The part where they rescue the chickens and now they're offering the chickens for adoption, okay, I'm all with that. The other things that they're saying, I just don't buy in on. But you can, they have 80 chickens down at Haven Humane. You got to say, this is ready, my friends. You want a chicken, a couple of chickens in your backyard, as long as they're not making those weird noises at 3 a.m, you're okay. So, we'll have more on this
tomorrow.
You're
right. Great radio.
Hey.
Adopt a chicken day.
All right. Take care. And tomorrow we're going to have Carol Ferguson on from Record Searchlight, the managing editor. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? But I won't
back down. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The search is on for the gunman who shot and wounded two police officers in Ferguson, Missouri, overnight.
By God's grace, we didn't lose two officers last night.
St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar says gunfire erupted as protesters staged a demonstration outside Ferguson Police Headquarters. The wounded officer is expected to make a complete recovery.
We were very close to having happened what happened in NYPD with Officer Ramos and Officer Liu. We could have buried two police officers next week over this.
The protesters gathered after learning that Ferguson Police Chief Thomas Jackson had resigned. Belmar says finding the gunman is now his department's top priority. Another black eye for the Secret Service. This time it's a car crash. It sparked a Homeland Security Department investigation.
It's the latest in a series of embarrassing Secret Service personnel issues. An agency spokesman says Director Joseph Clancy has been briefed on the incident